Dreamscape presents The Week, a history of the unnatural rhythms that made us who we are, by David M. Henken, narrated by Pete Cross. Preface. I felt myself plunged abruptly into a radiant and mobile medium that was none other than the pure element of time. One shared it, just as excited bathers share shining seawater, with creatures that were not one's self, but that were joined to one by time's common flow, an environment quite different from the spatial world which not only man, but apes and butterflies can perceive. Vladimir Nabokov, Speak Memory. An old comedy routine describes an infernal day, 135 degrees in the shade. Steam rises from a swamp where a pair of hippos languish, their nostrils barely visible above the simmering water. Papa Hippopotamus turns to his sweltering mate. Somehow, he remarks, it just doesn't feel like a Thursday. The joke highlights a feature of the seven-day week that we users of modern Western calendars usually take for granted, at least until very recently. Weeks are quintessentially social institutions, rooted entirely in human habits. Wild animals don't have Thursdays. For modern readers, the idea that a weekday might have a distinctive air makes perfect sense. That's the crux of the joke. To be taken aback by a Thursday that feels remarkably and surprisingly unlike a Thursday is a familiar sensation. We expect to recognize our weekdays. Weekly rhythms have become so thoroughly absorbed into ordinary human experience that forgetting what day it is constitutes a singular symptom and feeling of disorientation. Most of us can lose track of the date of the month painlessly. There are occasional unfortunate consequences, of course, such as when we neglect to pay bills or to acknowledge the handful of birthdays that are not already programmed as reminders into our devices or social media feeds. But mistaking our place in the weekly cycles that govern our routines and schedules can be deeply unsettling. To discover with surprise that today is actually Wednesday is to experience more than the inconvenient prospect of missed appointments and deadlines. That discovery exposes cracks in the ground beneath our feet and sets us adrift, at least momentarily, in the sea of experience we call time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?